Niels and the Giants. A man and his wife once lived in a tiny cottage right on the top of a high and windy hill. They had two sons. The older one, called Rasmus, helped his father mind the sheep all day. The younger son, called Niels, never helped out at all. He just liked to go out shooting. The shepherd's wife had always wanted to see the Pope. One day, they set off to travel to Rome. On the first evening, they came to a crossroads. As they were very, very tired, they stopped to rest. Father, mother, and Rasmus lay down to sleep, but Niels climbed a tall tree to keep guard. After a while, Niels saw three giants come into a clearing in the forest. They made a fire and sat on the ground to eat huge chunks of meat. The giants were so big that their spoons were like spades and their forks were as big as hay forks. Niels decided to play a trick on them. He fired his gun at one of the giant's forks just as the giant was about to eat a piece of meat. Niels thought they could not see him. The bullet hit the fork and the fork stuck into the giant's chin. "Oh!" shouted the giant. He looked up and saw Niels sitting in the tree. Before Niels had time to run away, the giant came crashing through the trees. "Any more tricks from you," he said, "and I'll stamp you into the ground." "Ah, but you're just the boy we need to defeat our enemy, the king. You can go into the castle and help us to capture his daughter, the princess. Every time we try to climb the high castle walls, the king's dog begins to bark. Then all the king's soldiers wake up again." "Yeah," boomed another giant. "We have to cast a spell on the castle to send everyone to sleep. But the spell won't work on the king's dog." When they arrived at the castle, Neil said, "But I can't climb up there." "Oh, yes, you can," said the giant. "I'm going to throw you up." Niels landed with a bump on top of the castle wall. He looked down at the giants. "Hurry up," they shouted. "Shoot the dog and let us in." Niels decided not to help the giants. He didn't want to shoot the dog, which was nice and friendly, so he just gave it a pat to stop it barking. Niels peeped into the first room. He saw a huge sword hanging on the wall. Beside the sword was a golden cup with words around the top. The words on the cup said, "Whoever drinks this wine may use this sword to save the princess." Niels read the words. Then he picked up the golden cup. He drank a little of the wine. Then he tried to lift the sword. He pulled with all his might, but the sword would not move. Niels peeped into another room. He found the beautiful princess asleep in bed. "The giants must never capture her," he thought. So he ran back and drank all the rest of the wine. With one mighty heave, he pulled out the sword. "Now I'll go and see about the giants," he said. The castle had two doors. One was very big and the other was very small. Niels could hear the giant shouting outside, "Let us in! Let us in!" When Niels saw the two doors, he had an idea. "I can't open the big door," he shouted. They were planning to kill him when he was asleep. When Stan went to bed, he put a log under the bedclothes. Then he hid under the bed and waited. In the middle of the night, the dragon crept in with a blow. "Hooray!" shouted Niels. "I've saved the princess!" Then he began to wonder if the king would be cross with him for using the magic sword. So he ran out of the castle with the magic sword. He found his family and they all went off to Rome. Back in the castle, the dog began to bark. This woke up the guards. They saw the dead giants. The king was amazed when he saw the sword was missing. He wondered who had killed the giants. "We must search every land for the brave knight who has killed the wicked giants," cried the princess. "And I shall marry him." So the king's men built an inn where the travellers could stay. A sign above the door said, "Anyone who tells the story of his life may stay here free." Niels and his family walked on towards Rome. Soon they came to the Alps. The path was too steep and their feet were cold, so they turned round to go home. On the way back, they came to the king's new inn. Each one of them told his story. At first, Niels was shy. He didn't want to say who he was. Then Niels showed them the sword. "Hurrah!" shouted all the king's men. "This must be the giant killer! Fetch the king and the princess!" The sword was put back on the wall. Niels and the princess were married. From that day onwards, only friendly giants came to visit the king.